Hello everyone, this is Daniel from Daniel Andersson Podcast. Welcome to this week's episode. I am this week visiting Tokyo Airport. It's not Haneda and Narita, as you might think. This is Tokyo Airport, and this is one of the oldest airports in Tokyo. And it's not used for commercial flights today. It's more made for hobby flights, gliding planes and the smaller aircraft. It is open for public. You can go here and come quite close to the airport, to the airplanes, to have a look how it looks. It's very interesting to see come this close to an airplane. I mean, of course, Narita, I know you can go, but not this close and not talk to the pilots, which, let's see if I can do that a little bit later. But I want to recommend this airport. I will send a link also in this episode. But it's basically what you can do. It is a small, they have one lane where the plane stands racked up, and there are now, I can count to 12 planes, smaller planes, which are privately owned, everyone. And they have, some people have their own, it's like propeller planes, so it's no jet engines or nothing like that. Very, and there are people who take license then for flying. And then they can do this, and it's of course regulated, and they need to communicate where they're gonna fly and so on. But there are some hobbies, and last week I visited the harbor in Tokyo. Same thing there; they have boats. There are boats, and people who love these boats. And where I am now, it's exactly the same as the harbor, because it's airplanes. Little forgotten place in Tokyo, small narrow hobby maybe. But a lot of enthusiastic people who love this with airplanes. I think it's all just to observe how they are into this thing with airplanes. They have also a small shop here where they can buy food, related things to planes and what they need on the plane. There are small mug holders. One mug holder is called Robo Cup. So they play a little bit more here than they do with boats, because in boats shop that was more strict than just strictly business. Here they play around a little bit with funny hats. Not funny, but a little bit twinkle in the eye. Captain, and then you can put your own name. It's a small service there, because, you know, Captain, and then I put my name, Captain Daniel, if I was flying that. Or, you know, they had was like Captain shirt, the white shirt with the things on the shoulders you can buy. And so on, a little bit funny. And I think it's exciting. I think it's interesting. Well, I mean, it should be the same thing than with boats and planes, but there is something in the culture that is different between boat people and plane people. And I also have a small cafeteria here as well, very nice. They sell, of course, curry and rice. They do in all these places. Standard wherever you go seems to be. But it's also something that curry rice is also something that you eat it once and then you're kind of full all day. It gives you the energy that you need to stay alert. Little bit surprising though, they was not so much security thinking around the airport. I was thinking, but it's also a little bit private. They don't need that. Maybe they trust people also. I mean, plain people, it's not, you don't need to worry about so much, I guess. But then was a big map here also over the whole, and this is how it looks before, because Tokyo Airport was then the main airport before Haneda and Narita was built. And they had bigger planes, and they have an old plane standing here out, so, which is not used anymore, an old one of those commercial planes that you can have a look at just to remind how it used to be. And there were some sales going on as well. Sorry, it's blowing a little bit. Sales going on, salesmen standing here now trying to sell plane, and the buyers look a little bit hesitant, putting the head on the side, saying, I don't know if it's a price or quality or combination with price, we'll talk about it. Looking at the plane, it looks like a maintained plane, like that flying doctor, that's a little bit that style, propeller plane. I don't know. A couple of gliding planes also standing there. Perfect weather, I guess. Well, I don't know what if it's perfect weather, but it's sunny. I don't know if they like it more cloudy or what's the best weather for this, but yeah, it's very interesting. I recommend you all to visit Tokyo Airport. I can send you a link to it in this episode. Thank you so much, and have a good week.